This is the reading for December 5th, Nahum chapter 3. How terrible it will be for the city that has killed so many. It is full of lies and goods stolen from other countries. It is always killing somebody. Hear the sound of whips and the noise of the wheels. Hear horses galloping and chariots bouncing along. Horses are charging, swords are shining, spears are gleaming. Many are dead, their bodies are piled up, too many to count. People stumble over the dead bodies. The city was like a prostitute. She was charming and a lover of magic. She made nations slaves with her prostitution and her witchcraft. I am against you, Nineveh, says the Lord All-Powerful. I will pull your dress up over your face and show the nations your nakedness and the kingdoms your shame. I will throw filthy garbage on you and make a fool of you. I will make people stare at you. Everyone who sees you will run away and say, Nineveh is in ruins. Who will cry for her? Nineveh, where will I find anyone to comfort you? You are no better than Thebes, who sits by the Nile River with water all around her. The river was her defense. The waters were like a wall around her. Cush and Egypt gave her endless strength. Put and Libya supported her. But Thebes was captured and went into captivity. Her small children were beaten to death at every street corner. Lots were thrown for her important men, and all of her leaders were put in chains. Nineveh, you will be drunk too. You will hide. You will look for a place safe from the enemy. All your defenses are like fig trees with ripe fruit. When the tree is shaken, the figs fall into the mouth of the eater. Look at your soldiers. They are all women. The gates of your land are wide open for your enemies. Fire has burned the bars of your gates. Get enough water before the long war begins. Make your defenses strong. Get mud, mix clay, make bricks. There the fire will burn you up. The sword will kill you. Like grasshoppers eating crops, the battle will completely destroy you. Grow in number like hopping locusts. Grow in number like swarming locusts. Your traitors are more than the stars in the sky, but like locusts they strip the land and then fly away. Your guards are like locusts. Your officers are like swarms of locusts that hang on the walls on a cold day. When the sun comes up they fly away and no one knows where they have gone. King of Assyria, your rulers are asleep. Your important men lie down to rest. Your people have been scattered on the mountains, and there is no one to bring them back. Nothing can heal your wound. Your injury will not heal. Everyone who hears about you applauds, because everyone has felt your endless cruelty.
Chapter 4.
Dear friends, don't believe all people who say that they have the Spirit. Instead, test them. See whether the spirit they have is from God, because there are many false prophets in the world. This is how you can recognize God's Spirit. Every person who declares that Jesus Christ has come as a human has the Spirit that is from God. But every person who doesn't declare that Jesus Christ has come as a human has a spirit that isn't from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist that you have heard is coming. That spirit is already in the world. Dear children, you belong to God. So you have won the victory over these people, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. These people belong to the world. That's why they speak the thoughts of the world, and the world listens to them. We belong to God. The person who knows God listens to us. Whoever doesn't belong to God doesn't listen to us. That's how we can tell the spirit of truth from the spirit of lies. Dear friends, we must love each other because love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born from God and knows God. The person who doesn't love doesn't know God, because God is love. God has shown us his love by sending his only Son into the world so that we could have life through him. This is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the payment for our sins. Dear friends, if this is the way God loved us, we must also love each other. No one has ever seen God. If we love each other, God lives in us, and his love is perfected in us. We know that we live in him, and he lives in us, because he has given us his Spirit. We have seen and testified to the fact that the Father sent his Son as the Savior of the world. God lives in those who declare that Jesus is the Son of God, and they live in God. We have known and believed that God loves us. God is love. Those who live in God's love live in God, and God lives in them. God's love has reached its goal in us, so we look ahead with confidence to the day of judgment. While we are in this world, we are exactly like him with regard to love. No fear exists where his love is. Rather, perfect love gets rid of fear because fear involves punishment. The person who lives in fear doesn't have perfect love. We love because God loved us first. Whoever says, "I love God," but hates another believer is a liar. People who don't love other believers whom they have seen can't love God whom they have not seen. Christ has given us this commandment. The person who loves God must also love other believers.